This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. We're Grant and Danny, and we are on the air. 106.7 The Fan, just after 10 a.m. on Wednesday, November 1st. Turn that calendar over to a new month. Game 7 of the World Series tonight. We'll cover it. A brand new first release of the college football playoff rankings came out last night. Georgia over Alabama. My Bulldogs. Dennis Dodd at 10:30. We'll go around the NFL with Sean O'Hara at 11:30. A lot of Redskins to talk. Plenty of NFL trade deadline to get into. It's all going to be covered, and we'll start with the Redskins in just a couple of minutes. Halloween, though, Danny, how did we do?
This is a tough night for parents. This is a lot of worry, a lot of keeping track of kids that are all, you know, hopped up on Mountain Dew, coming at you like a spider monkey, Ricky Bobby style. It is not an easy night. We all got through it. It all happened. A lot of candy. Great job by the kids. Glover Park was a buzz last evening. It was awesome. Awesome. So much fun. Great night. But it was good. It was a solid outing. The latest the little guy has ever stayed up was last night. Just would not lay his head on that pillow.
Ate a lot of candy.
He ate some candy, but it just so hopped up on adrenaline, man, at that point. You're so many kids are out and about. Your head's on a swivel going door to door. Just getting
He was dressed up like a police officer?
It was about the next bit of candy. It wasn't even about this candy. It was about the next candy.
What was his favorite item that he got? Most excitement he showed was for what?
That's a great question. He loves the idea of Starburst. Even though in execution, the Starburst, it's like you want to get through to the next piece of candy, but you got to chew that Starburst, a lot of effort behind the Starburst. But when he got Starburst several times over, just when Starburst, like held it aloft like it was a trophy. Big night.
Couple of notes from my night. I purchased right around 40 or 45 of the king-size items. I told you I had to buy them one at a time from the checkout aisle.
As cost-effective.
Wegmans did not have the bulk boxes that I needed. I had the perfect amount. I ended up having, I think, two or three kids come after I ran out of all the king size stuff. And so I had to give out some like mini take fives that my sister had in a bowl ready to take to work. So they didn't get the king size stuff. But that was because a couple of the kids took two of the king size and I just didn't have the heart after. Like, I don't know if they
You can't retrieve, yeah.
Maybe they accidentally grabbed two or they did it knowing I wasn't going to see it and I did.
Purposefully,
I don't know. But I think I would have had the exact number that I needed, right around mid-40s worth of kids came by, which was cool. The other thing that happened last night, which you're not going to care about, but I'm going to drop this. So as we kind of settled in right after dinner, getting ready and waiting, it took forever. Normally, before it's dark out, you get a couple real young kids, like right around 5:15.
Yeah, that's the time, man.
Nobody came until closer to 6:30 or so, almost 7, I felt like. It was later than normal. But we're sitting there, and La La Land came on HBO, and I have not watched La La Land. My fiance went with a bunch of her friends. I didn't want to go. I haven't been interested in it at all. And it came on, and I said, I guess I could watch this. She's like, oh, come on, let's watch. I liked La La Land a lot. It was very good. I didn't think I would. It was the musical element, the old school 1940s, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. It's not really for me. It was so sad. Like, I'm depressed this morning still from that movie last night. There is a point where I look over at my fiance with like 20 minutes left in that movie, and she's bawling, crying. She wanted to watch the movie, by the way.
That sounds like a great experience.
She asked to watch the movie. And then she's like, well, you can just watch something else now if you want. Like, I'd like to see how it finishes.
I'd like some closure on this La La Land.
I don't know what's going on. It was very sad, that movie. Everyone seems to love that movie. I don't want to pay to be sad. I don't know why anyone talks so highly about it.
I'm sure it's great. Hollywood, movie about Hollywood, people in Hollywood, and they're singing. You can follow me around for a long time. You could start a scientific study today. Just have a guy in a white lab coat and a clipboard with like a pocket protector with nice bespectacled look taking notes about me. You will never see me sit down and watch La La Land. That's the last thing I'll do. I have no interest. It may be great. It may be something
It's a good movie. Missing out on a good movie. Me I'm missing out on pie. Missing out on this movie.
This could be my Grant Paulson pie or milk on cereal or caramel or I don't know, anything that's delicious. This could be my whole. I'm fine with that as my whole. I will not do the Hollywood. It's a movie about Hollywood and being in Hollywood and Hollywood people, and it's Hollywood's the star. Never, ever, ever. I will not do singing movies. I will not do Hollywood about Hollywood. No, thanks.
You're missing a good film, but I'll just say way more. Did you ever hear when people over-talked about La La Land when it was out and it won an Oscar? Did you hear how, oh, this is a super sad movie. Was that ever part of the discussion?
That actually never came up, which is interesting.
I think that's what shocked me, is I was thinking, oh, this is just this happy-go-lucky. Everyone's going to be happy. Nope, just super sad.
Now, granted, I was the opposite of the TuneIn app, and I just tune right out anytime someone mentions the movie, right, where it's like whichever handsome Ryan it is, Gosling. He has a hat on, then he takes it off and like does that move where it's like, I'm Fred Astaire, and it's so uninteresting to me in any capacity. So I did tune out any conversation about it really, really well. It's actually a source of pride where I refuse to listen to the nonsense about it, where, again, just critics climbing all over themselves to tell me how great it was, where, I had zero interest.
Keep not appreciating good art. Keep doing that.
I'm sure it's great art.
It was pretty good art. The Redskins did not make a trade yesterday.
No, they didn't.
Did they drop the ball? That's the question we want to pose, and we can open up the phones for you guys to start the show at 800-636-1067 on the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines. 800-636-1067. Dennis Dodd is going to be on the show in less than 25 minutes to talk about the new college football rankings. It came out for the first time yesterday, the four teams that would get into the playoffs if they started now. But we got some chance to talk trade deadline and the fact that the Redskins made no moves. On the show yesterday, we had the breaking news from Jason Lock on four that Washington was looking for a wide receiver. There was plenty of conversation that they may be in the market for offensive line help. And a lot of our callers yesterday thought they should go out and maybe try to pick up a running back. The Eagles, who are a top five rushing team in the league, went and got Jay Ajayi from the Miami Dolphins. Kelvin Benjamin was on the move yesterday to the Buffalo Bills. They added a big receiver with size on the outside who can make some plays for a playoff push. There were receivers like T.Y. Hilton and Jarvis Landry rumored to have been on the block if you wanted them. I am glad the Redskins didn't make any moves. I am. Because the only thing I would have been willing to do, I'll give you two things I would have been willing to do. Number one is trade a piece like Sua Cravens or trade a player at an expendable position, which you don't really have a lot of. But if you wanted to, let's say, trade a tight end or an inside linebacker, 2 weeks ago that would have made sense. Now, Jordan Reed hurt, Miles Paul hurt.
Everybody's hurt.
Mason Foster out for the year. That doesn't make sense anymore. The one thing I would have been okay with is if they actually traded a player for a draft pick. Not that you're punting on the season, but you have so many free agents, you're not going to be able to sign them all.
Right, that's the thing.
If you flip a player, I'll just throw a name out there, but you said Bashaud Breeland yesterday.
That was my suggestion.
I love Bashaud Breeland. I want to re-sign Bashaud Breeland. I hope he's a Redskin for his entire career. I also don't think it's that realistic that he will be or that they're going to re-sign him. But if you wanted to trade Bashaud Breeland yesterday for a third-round pick, I wouldn't have hated that. Because my opinion is, and has been since the season started, you're about a 500 team. You're not going to make the playoffs the way things are falling right now with all the injuries. So if you've got a chance to add some help for a guy you're going to lose anyway in a few months, I wouldn't have hated that. But I think what most Redskins fans wanted was go get a receiver,
bring
go get a running
help.
Back, yep. Go get an offensive lineman, go get me a new toy. I'm not trading picks to do that in a fairly lost season already.
We already know I'd make a terrible football GM for a million reasons. But put those aside for a second. This is one reason I think that I would be really, really bad at this, because I would be cutthroat. I would be so cutthroat like this. And I tell you what I mean. It'd be difficult for me to go into the locker room and like look guys in the face, because they would know that I'm out on this season. I have no faith in this group right here, right now. So I'm doing a fire sale. I'm going to stockpile draft picks. To me, the first sign of, hey, this crap isn't going to work out. So if I was the GM, and this is my own admission, this is me telling you that this is why I'd be at fault, you wouldn't have had most of these four-game winning streaks, five-game winning streaks, these end-of-season magical runs where the team just somehow figured it out and turned it around and led to some of the best recent memories that this meager organization has had for some time. You would miss those if I was your general manager. That's a fault of mine. Because when you're 3-6, I'm going, why do I care what you guys want? Why do I care about this group? I'm going to trade you for future picks and try to stockpile and fill some of my needs. So you'd miss out on the runs. Now, my counter-argument would be, yeah, you'd miss out on some of those, but I would try to build you something sustainably good doing it my way. I would be cutthroat. So I look at this group that's 3-4, as injured as you could possibly be, and I'm saying, what if I lose a talented player right now, what's going to happen? Am I going to keep losing? I got news for you. I'm going to keep losing anyway. That's how I feel. So I would have started making calls about my guys, saying, "Who do you like, GM?" That's
so what I was talking about.
Yeah, GM, Detroit. You guys have a couple injuries. You guys don't think you can compete in an NFC North without Green Bay?
But you would have gone baseball mode seller then.
So. Absolutely.
See, in football, I don't really believe in that, to be completely honest with you, because I think seasons can be turned around too quickly. Everything's too topsy-turvy.
We've seen it.
05, 07, 12, 15. The Redskins go on streaks. They make the playoffs. Also, the softest part of their schedule's coming up. The other issue is about half of their roster right now is banged up at best and not playing in the next couple weeks at worst. That makes it a lot harder to make trades. Number one, you can't trade damaged goods. You're not moving one of these guys that's hurt, obviously, or on the injury report. So that takes out a huge portion of the players you could have moved. Number two, you can't really trade the guys that are starting unless you're replacing them at that position. So let's say
you don't physically have bodies.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to trade a guard. You want to trade Sean LaVau or something like that. Well, if you just had a guard you could plug in and you trade him for a fifth-round pick, that's all well and good. Until now, he is your only healthy guard.
Yep.
So it was hard for them, I think, to get anything done yesterday. I'd still be interested to hear, and I know Danny will as well, the opinion of our listeners, and we can open up the phones next. A couple of you on hold, and we'll fill up the phone lines now. 800-636-1067. On what you were hoping they could have accomplished compared to what they did, you saw a lot of other teams in similar boats to Washington's, by the way. Right there around, below, or a game over 500. Teams that don't look like they have unimpeded paths to the postseason, making some trades. For the most part, the big deals were made Philly, Buffalo, by teams that are 5-2, 7-1, on their way to the postseason. What'd you think of the Redskins trade deadline? Non-existent as far as moves. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.